Welcome back to The Upswing. Happy Friday. I'm Jeff Sherman. The theme for the Veterans Day Parade this year, which is tomorrow in downtown Milwaukee, is honor. Veterans are proud of their military service, without a doubt. We all are in defending our nation. Honor reflects the military value and tradition of answering the call to duty. The parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Milwaukee. Steps off right near the Milwaukee Hilton. Goes east down Wisconsin Avenue, over the river, and then north along Water Street to about Juneau Avenue. William Cummings is the Vice President of Cybersecurity and the executive sponsor of Generac's Military Business Employee Resources Group. William joins us on the phone today from Generac's corporate headquarters in Waukesha. William, I appreciate your time.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So before we get to the parade and the impact and all that Generac is doing for veterans, I want to just discuss cybersecurity a little bit, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what, obviously, election cycle, presidential transition coming, does that all pose a larger threat for us and corporations in the cyber world?
Yeah, it does. I think for all of us outside of corporate world, just in general, right? I think if you look at the amount of connected devices on the internet,
yeah,
you know, how we consume news cycles, it's ripe for misinformation and disinformation that comes in through other, you know, nation states such as, you know, Russia or China, who are interested in undermining our elections and mm-hmm. disrupting our processes. So yeah, I think there is an heightened level of security risk.
Yeah. Are there certain things that you're, you know, steps that you're taking within Generac to make sure that every account is safe?
Well, it's like conversations like this. You know, we can't get out, you know, in front of our employees enough to educate them around cybersecurity risks and actions that they can take. And that's really where it comes down to is the individual. And if we do a really good job of educating people on risk and giving them some pointers in terms of, you know, navigating through that, I think we all end up in a better place.
Yeah, constant education and kind of knowing where to find those red flags, even the emails that come through. You know, you got to be safe and secure in terms of what you click on. So having that education at the corporate level, I think, is really important. And companies obviously do a really good job of engaging employees around that and constantly reminding. So from a homeowner perspective, I don't know, it's probably 2-3 months ago, I helped my parents install their Generac generator out at their home, obviously Wi-Fi enabled. How do consumers protect themselves when they're connecting so many different devices, including, you know, the ones that you guys make each and every day?
Yeah, so first off, thanks for the, you know, the partnership and the trust, you know, with Generac and providing backup power needs to your parents. So that's, you know, that does not go unnoticed. And then in terms of any connected device, not just our generators, you mm-hmm. know, there's manufacturer specific guidelines that I would urge all consumers to understand what those guidelines are and to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in general, you know, securing your home network through modern day encryption that comes delivered with a lot of, you know, the network technology today is implementing that, doing it the right way, using strong passwords.
Yeah.
And I would urge people too to think about the passwords that they're using. And, you know, one of the things that we have available to us for free today, if you have a smartphone, is there's password manager applications that ultimately will generate a password and then store it for you securely so that the propensity to, you know, use the same password across multiple platforms, it helps kind of mitigate that risk. And then using multi-factor authentication wherever you're mm-hmm. logging into anything these days, that's always a good idea. And then because these devices are connected to the internet, keeping them up to date with firmware and software updates mm-hmm. is highly recommended as well.
Yeah, those are all great, great suggestions. I've been really impressed with the password manager on the new Apple operating system. It works really well, and at least for me as a consumer on many different levels, it's helped manage my password life in a better way and even alerted me a couple times like, whoa, I'm using the same word on this platform and I shouldn't be using it on that platform. So it's always good to have a good password manager in your pocket. William Cummings is the Vice President of Cybersecurity and the Executive Sponsor of Generac's Military Business Employee Resources Group. William, when we come back, we're going to talk about Generac's commitment to tomorrow's Veterans Day Parade in downtown Milwaukee. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We do have a reporter on the scene at City Hall in downtown Milwaukee. There's a hazardous situation happening. We'll have an update in the bottom of the hour news for you. For now, William Cummings is the Vice President of Cybersecurity, Executive Sponsor of Generac's Military Berg. William, again, thanks for taking time this morning. In terms of this, like, kind of level set around Generac, give people size, location. For those that don't know, obviously it's been a really good year in the generator space. Probably not a great year then because of hurricanes and national disasters, but your company's been able to really dive in and help people.
Oh, it's a wonderful, you know, the organization. So Generac, right, we've been in Wisconsin for 65 years. We employ over 5,000 people across the state. It's a global company that's headquartered out of Waukesha, and we do quite a bit in the veterans community, including hiring, you know, a number of veterans. Our employee resource group, our veterans employee resource group, we have hundreds of volunteers, and some of those volunteers actually go into the communities during these disasters that you're referring to, mm-hmm. and actually help customers or people in need bring their, you know, their backup power to light and help them out. So it's a wonderful company that's been in the community for a number of decades now.
And what is the day-to-day kind of sponsorship for Saturday look like for you and your team in terms of involvement?
Yeah, we're excited. So this is the second year that Generac is the primary sponsor of the parade. So we've been volunteering in the parade for a number of years, but in terms of our sponsorship, we're now the presenting sponsorship over the last couple of years. And so we're helping consolidate volunteers ultimately. And so mm-hmm. One of the things that our Berg is doing is working with other Milwaukee area businesses that also have veteran volunteer groups, and we're all coming together to march in the parade as a collective unit.
Okay.
And so typically that puts us right behind the dancing grannies. So we're
all right.
We're,
that's good. That's a good position to be in.
Yeah. So we're excited. We've been doing this for a number of years. Looks like the weather's going to be great tomorrow. So hopefully we can attract some more people to come out and participate as well.
Yeah, it's really good to see the Veterans Day Parade come back in the last couple of years. The crowds continue to grow. And obviously, you know, weather has an impact. You know, the more families come out, more people come downtown. So obviously the corporate support is so important to these events. How does this kind of dovetail with your veterans hiring initiatives and programs that are targeted to veterans at Generac?
Yeah, it dovetails really well, right? So it's raising awareness in the community, right? We not only sponsor this parade, but we're also sponsors during Summerfest, where we have Military and First Responders Appreciation Day. And so that's another awareness campaign that we participate in. And then ultimately supporting local non-for-profits who are also supporting veterans. And again, right, it's working within the community, identifying where there's talent from a veteran standpoint, and then bringing them on board as needed to both support them and our overall goals and mission.
Very good. All right. So other things just from a consumer standpoint in terms of generators that we should look at as the winter season comes at us fast and furiously here.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we see is just keeping up the maintenance, right? So, you know, I was on a call earlier today with our CEO who brought up a great point. You know, it's probably not the right time to change the oil in your generator. If, you know, when you're waiting for disaster to strike, right, you want to keep up with routine maintenance like you do your car, right? This is this is an engine and a motor.
Yeah.
And so we just want to make sure that, you know, the test cycles are up to date. You know, you have the oil changed, the air filter changed as well, and that, you know, you're treating it like any other mechanical equipment.
All right, very good. William Cummings, Vice President of Cybersecurity, Executive Sponsor of Generac Military Berg. The Veterans Day Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Milwaukee. Appreciate your time and support this morning, William.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.